Korean films haven't been widely distributed in the United States. Last year, American audiences watched the movie Chunhyang, a period film based on an Asian fable with a distinctive Korean flair. In the coming months, audiences in the U.S. will have a chance to see more Korean films, and they'll look a lot like those Hollywood produces. Beth Accomando of member station KPBS reports.
In Chunhyang, veteran Korean filmmaker Im Kwon-taek used the ancient musical tradition of the pansori to tell a love story that crosses class divisions in feudal Korea. Chunhyang was a hit in U.S. art houses, but something of a novelty at home. In Seoul, action films and comedies rule the box office and even beat out such Hollywood competition as Titanic. Like many of the young directors entering the industry today, 64-year-old Im Kwon-taek began his career making action films and melodramas 4 decades ago.
In the early stage of my filmmaking, I also tried to kind of imitate Hollywood films, but I realized that I could never compete with Hollywood films. And I also understand that, you know, younger generations want to make a film like Hollywood or Hong Kong because, you know, their images are so powerful. But, you know, I think they need to redirect their filmmaking.
But 34-year-old Jung Yoon-hun, director of the new thriller Tell Me Something, is not yet ready to reject what Hollywood has to offer.
Hollywood films do. They have a power and a structure that is very useful as a filmmaker when I make my own films because I'd like to make films that the audience want to see rather than make films that I want the audience to see.
Like Jung's first film, The Contact, Tell Me Something seems to have connected with young Korean audiences. Both films explore feelings of isolation in contemporary society.
그리고 그 접속에서는 그런 그 커뮤니케이션이 이루어지면서
In contact, when there's a disconnection, people want to overcome that. And as they overcame that, it became a happy story. Whereas in Tell Me Something, people go to the other extreme, which is being completely isolated and do a tragedy.
In Tell Me Something, a shy young woman resists sharing personal information with the policeman who's protecting her.
어떻게 사용하는지도 몰라요.
우리는 수현 씨에 관해서 아무것도 몰라요. 희생자들에 관해서 조차 수현 씨는 얘기해 준 게 아무것도 없어요.
오래전에 헤어진 사람들이에요.
Tell Me Something and other new Korean films have a refined visual style that could have easily come from Hollywood. But this has as much to do with a newfound freedom of expression as it does with imitating American filmmakers, says Derek Ellie. Ellie is senior international film critic at Variety, and he points out that Korea has only recently emerged from a long period of film censorship.
I have this ferocious sense of national identity which comes through in a lot of the films. I wouldn't call them personal films, but I'd say they are films which treat genre subjects in intelligent ways. So I would say it's quality mainstream cinema.
Unlike Ellie, Tony Raines is not a fan of the Korean blockbuster. Raines, Asian film programmer for the Vancouver International Film Festival and author of the book Soul Stirring, 5 Korean Directors, prefers the smaller films that try to come up with something distinctly Korean.
There is a sense that their own culture was in some way backward and needed to change, to catch up, to modernize, and the best way of doing that would be by looking at foreign examples and seeing what the standard was that needed to be matched. However, even when they attempt to make something perhaps in the vein of what they've seen in foreign films, they end up giving it a very distinctly Korean spin.
That spin is evident in 36-year-old Kim Ji-eun's The Foul King, a film that Raines programmed at his festival last year. In this black comedy, a bank clerk becomes a wrestler in the hope that it will teach him how to deal with an abusive boss who puts him in a headlock every day.
못 빠져나오겠지.
But The Foul King takes a serious turn when the clerk fails to get back at his boss. Kim says he and other young filmmakers want to use popular movies to raise real issues and not just entertain.
90년대 중반 이후로 젊은 인재들이 그러니까 그 젊은 피들이
It's a more democratic, it's a more mature and stable society right now in Korea with the present president. So a lot of subdued desires of the past were able to come out and be expressed. And also those born in the 60s are used to a visual way of thinking, growing up with TV, etc. And in the 90s, they're able to portray all these various desires. And therefore, the Korean films are getting better in quality. So they're now regarded as a cultural asset, which means it gets more funding.
But as the Korean film industry revels in its newfound freedoms, financial successes, and youthful energy, Kim Ji-yoon suggests some caution.
지금 한국의 지금 그 활성화된 어떤 그 한국 영화 상황이 이제 거품으로 끝날지.
The Korean industry is flourishing right now, but I wonder whether or not if it's going to disappear like bubbles or remain as an influential film industry. And I believe that depends on the filmmakers today, like myself. In order to do such, we need to be objective and objectively reflect and reconfirm our filmmaking. And there's a Korean proverb that expresses such. They say, when things are going good, reflect. When things are going bad, be brave. So I think it is important for filmmakers today to be able to reflect upon their films.
Kim Ji-yoon's The Foul King plays tomorrow night at Manhattan's Anthology Film Archives as part of the series When Korean Cinema Attacks. Shang Yoon-hun's Tell Me Something begins a theatrical run in New York next month. For NPR News, this is Beth Accomando.